It is official now. British Prime Minister Theresa May announced that she will step down in 2 weeks' time, on June 7th. That'll be just days after President Trump goes on a state visit to the UK. Here's May earlier today.
I will shortly leave the job that it has been the honour of my life to hold. The second female Prime Minister, but certainly not the last. I do so with no ill will, but with enormous and enduring gratitude to have had the opportunity to serve the country I love.
May said she had done her best to deliver Brexit, but in the end it was her failure to get the votes needed that brought her premiership to an end. The World's Orla Barry is in London. Hey, Orla.
Hey, Marco. How are you?
I'm doing okay. What's been reaction in London to the announcement by the Prime Minister?
Well, in some ways, it depends on what people are saying in private and what they're saying in public. They're two very different things. Despite where you stand on Theresa May, most people, I think, will be somewhat moved when they hear her on the verge of tears there as she announced that she's stepping down. But it has been a day that has been some time coming. If she were to look at Twitter, she will see some of those who were her greatest thorn in her side, wishing her well and paying tribute, all saying very dignified things about her and thanking her for her stoical service to the country. At the same time, it's these very people are responsible for the fact that she's stepping down.
So what about Theresa May's legacy? Like, how is she likely to be viewed in hindsight in a year or 5 years?
There could be quite a difference, actually, between a year and 5 years. At the moment, when you look at Theresa May's legacy, you can't help but divide it from Brexit. And that's her greatest difficulty, because the mess that we're in with regards to Brexit is ultimately tied to Theresa May. So when she came into office, for example, and she made this speech about bringing about Brexit and about not having a general election till at least 2020 and not triggering Article 50, which would bring about Brexit until this clear negotiated Brexit deal was in place, she failed in all three counts. We had a general election, and this is where she lost a lot of the support from her fellow MPs and also triggered Article 50 when they didn't have a kind of a clear idea what Brexit was going to look like. So at this point, you know, she's very closely tarnished by Brexit. That said, if you were to look down the road at the next person who will take on her premiership, depending on how they deal with Brexit, people might look back a little more kindly on Theresa May.
Talk has already moved on to who will be May's successor. Who is likely to be the next British Prime Minister?
The front runner is Boris Johnson, former mayor of London, former foreign secretary, known for his mop of blonde hair. He has been in the past described as the British Berlusconi. In recent years, I've seen him described as the British Donald Trump. This is a man who had become increasingly frustrated with Theresa May and her attempt to get Brexit through, I guess, by softening the Brexit deal. He's much more of a hardline Brexiteer.
And Brexit is becoming soft to the point of disintegration. You cannot expect the fifth biggest economy in the world to come out of the EU and remain run by the EU. It's just not democratically sustainable.
And he can be quite a divisive character. He's a man who's made some very controversial comments. For example, he spoke about women who wear the niqab, the face covering that conservative Muslim women wear, saying that it was absolutely ridiculous that they should choose to go around looking like letterboxes. That said, he's very popular amongst the Conservative Party membership. Also, though, the front runner hasn't in the past been the person that has ultimately become the party leader. And many times they have fallen at the last hurdle. We could have between 15 and 18 names in the pot by the time the vote takes place amongst the Conservative MPs.
That sounds a lot like the Democratic Party here in the United States. Everybody's throwing their hat in. Given that Donald Trump is due to make a state visit to the UK on June 3rd, can you just map out the rest of the timeline here?
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's too happy that the Prime Minister he'll be meeting is somebody who's going to leave office within 4 days. He did pay tribute to her today as he was boarding a helicopter.
I feel badly for Theresa. I like her very much. She's a good woman. She worked very hard. She's very strong.
But the leadership contest will begin a couple of days later. She steps down on June 7th. June 10th is when the contest begins. And we're expected to have a result possibly around the 21st, 22nd of July.
A wild news day from 10 Downing Street. The World's Orla Barry joining us from London. Thank you.
Thanks, Marco.